Business Conversations. Listen. 1. Buying a camera.
I'd like to look at that camera.
This one? It's on sale for practically nothing.
Is it automatic or manually operated?
Both. You can do a lot of interesting things with this model.
The workmanship seems to be good.
Of course. All of our products have to pass rigorous inspections.
2. Making an appointment.
Good morning. I'd like to make an appointment with Mr. Jones.
Certainly, sir. Will next week do?
Does he have any time on Wednesday?
I believe he can see you at noon.
That will be most satisfactory. Thank you.
3. Annual business plan.
Our plan for next year should be completely new.
I agree. We need a different strategy now.
Theoretically, we could introduce 10 new products.
Yes, but practically speaking, I don't think we can handle more than 5.
Right. It's dangerous to spread ourselves too thin.
So let's concentrate on the best 5, shall we?
4. Pollution control.
We have to buy a new pollution control device.
But our factory already has one.
I know, but there's a new government regulation.
What's happening to the government?
People are tired of suffering from pollution, I guess.
I suppose the new device is more expensive than the old one.
Actually, it's twice as much.
The government is systematically destroying business.
5. Supermarket management meeting.
Our vegetable sales went down last week.
That's because Wednesday was a holiday.
Okay, but let's sell a mountain of vegetables next week.
6. The dollar falls again.
The U.S. dollar fell again in world currency markets. It reached new lows against the Japanese yen and the German mark. Traders in Japan said that there seems to be practically nothing the Japanese government can do to support the dollar. Some economists in the United States are also worried. They said they hope the major governments will now deal with the problem in international trade. They have to concentrate on joint solutions, said one economist. These problems can only be solved systematically. Another said, now that everyone is suffering, maybe they will work together.
Now listen again with careful attention to the sounds of the underlined parts. 1.
I'd like to look at that camera.
This one? It's on sale for practically nothing.
Is it automatic or manually operated?
Both. You can do a lot of interesting things with this model.
The workmanship seems to be good.
Of course. All of our products have to pass rigorous inspections.
2.
Good morning. I'd like to make an appointment with Mr. Jones.
Certainly, sir. Will next week do?
Does he have any time on Wednesday?
I believe he can see you at noon.
That will be most satisfactory. Thank you.
3.
Our plan for next year should be completely new.
I agree. We need a different strategy now.
Theoretically, we could introduce 10 new products.
Yes, but practically speaking, I don't think we can handle more than 5.
Right. It's dangerous to spread ourselves too thin.
So let's concentrate on the best 5, shall we?
4.
We have to buy a new pollution control device.
But our factory already has one.
I know, but there's a new government regulation.
What's happening to the government?
People are tired of suffering from pollution, I guess.
I suppose the new device is more expensive than the old one.
Actually, it's twice as much.
The government is systematically destroying business.
5.
Our vegetable sales went down last week.
That's because Wednesday was a holiday.
Okay, but let's sell a mountain of vegetables next week.
6.
The U.S. dollar fell again in world currency markets. It reached new lows against the Japanese yen and the German mark. Traders in Japan said that there seems to be practically nothing the Japanese government can do to support the dollar. Some economists in the United States are also worried. They said they hope the major governments will now deal with the problem in international trade. They have to concentrate on joint solutions, said one economist. These problems can only be solved systematically. Another said, now that everyone is suffering, maybe they will work together.